Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for taking the time to join us tonight on Fire to Inspire. I tell you, we got an awesome, awesome show lined up for you tonight. The Lord is truly going to have his way with the topic of begin to live your dreams. But before we jump into that, we're going to thank our sponsors for sowing into this fertile ground each and every week. And so we just want to thank Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. I tell you, that woman of God has written a live account of how God delivered her son from an alcohol addiction for over 15 years. And she's giving you life accounts on that. And I'm telling you, it's available on all of your online book outlets. Also, we have Lee and Lee Productions. They present the stage play You Don't Want to Miss called Solid as One. Can This Family Be Broken with Unforgiveness? They have two shows showing April the 30th, and the times are 4:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. So if you guys are in the area, you want to get your tickets. And it's going to be held at Synchronicity Theater at 1545 Peachtree Street, Northeast Atlanta, 30309. So go out and get your tickets now. They are out there on Eventbrite. Ross Hair and Beauty Bar specializes in all of your hair care needs and beauty needs, from braids, natural hair, sew-ins, quick weaves, lock maintenance, lashes, makeup, and much, much more. If there's anything you need to done in the beauty department, I'm telling you, Miss Ross will take care of you like she takes care of me. And call today for your appointment at 404-599-3712. Finally, we have Third Heaven Sound, which is not just music, it's a sound. Get your CDs at Reverb Nation and CD Baby. I'm telling you, this man is a minstrel from heaven, and he has jazz and jazz tones that can take you some places. It can take you some places in just relaxation and worship. Just, it'll take you some places. So go to Reverb Nation and CD Baby and look for Third Heaven Sound and Vincent Lynch. So I thank each and every one of you. Unique Expression by Design, thank you so much for sowing into this fertile ground. Where Unique Expression by Design with Angelise Washington brings your visions and your dreams to a reality. And each and every person, I thank you for sowing to this fertile ground. And each and every one of them are on Facebook. Well, guys, I tell you, the topic tonight is begin to live your dreams. Now, so many people, you know, I tell you guys every week, it's time to stop existing and start living the life that God created you to live. And that wasn't something I came up with. That was something that the Lord told me to tell the people, because it was too many people sitting on the gifts. And he showed me a vision of people sitting on their hands. And he said, it's time, tell them, it's time to get off of their hands, because I've given them too many tools, too many gifts, too many talents. And it's time for them to make use of them, to be a blessing into someone else. So we want to welcome Dr. Kishma George to the show tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us on Fire to Inspire. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I am doing wonderful, and you?
I am great, I am great. We want to thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited about tonight. I love the topic.
We're going to let the Lord have his way, because like I said, I tell people all the time, this is his show. I'm just the mouthpiece that he chose to use in this. I'm telling you, just feel free, feel comfortable, take your shoes off. You know how you tell somebody to feel at home. So you're at home.
Yes.
So I want you to introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire audience.
Okay. Well, good evening, everyone on Radio Land. My name is Kishma George. I'm originally from the U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Thomas, where the water is beautiful. If you have not been to the islands yet, you need to go there. I am just so excited to be here tonight. I reside in Delaware. I am an entrepreneur. I'm an author. I am the CEO for Kish Magazine and editor-in-chief for Kish Magazine, and I'm also the founder of Kish Home, Inc., which is a nonprofit organization, and we actually have two different parts in the nonprofit. To be able to empower young girls and women in Delaware through entrepreneurship, independent living skills, etiquette. And then also we have a transitional home which we service young women ages 18 to 21 who have aged out of the foster care system in Delaware.
Love it, love it, love it. So you're speaking life and building people up as the purpose pusher. I love it. See, they have the purpose midwife and the purpose pusher on the same platform. I tell you, it's about to be some explosions and fireworks over here tonight. So tell me, what does the topic begin to live your dreams? What does that mean to you?
Wow, it means so much to me. Because several years ago, I had my own vision of my own life. And my dreams several years ago was to be married at the age of 25, have five kids, and, you know, have my master's degree by a certain age, and never work for the rest of my life. And that was my dream. I remember sitting in the bed one day and I was crying out to God, asking him, well, why is my life so screwed up? Why am I still on welfare? Why am I still stuck? Or why is my life such a mess? I remember the Lord speaking to me and he said, because you're living your dream that you want, but you're not living a God-given dream. So begin to live your dreams is actually beginning to live a God-given dream life. Because, see, the dreams that God has placed inside of you is so greater than your capacity, than your mindset. And I had to realize that with my life. So I love that topic because I thought my life was going to be one way, and God interrupted it and my life is another way now.
Amen, amen. You know, I was talking to one of the brothers that I can't remember if it was Brother Saccone or Dr. Womack, but one of them said, because they have the same mentor, they said that he was asked by his mentor, are you living the life you were trained to live, or are you living the life you were ordained to live? And when I tell you, that just made me cut a cartwheel in the spirit.
Wow.
Because there's a difference. Just like you were saying,
yes,
there's a difference.
It is.
You live in the life that you wanted, and you live in the life that he desired for you to live.
Yes. Yes. And what I realized, too, in beginning to live your dream, there's three areas that I want to really touch on tonight. And that three areas to begin to live your dreams is, number one, you have to believe. You have to believe it. Number two, you have to see it. And number three, you have to do it. And those areas God worked on me with because, you see, walking through my journey with God, he began to show it to me. And a lot of times God will show us our dreams, and he would, you know, show us in so many different ways, this is what the assignment that I want you to do, or I want you to write the book, I want you to open up a nonprofit, I want you to, you know, open up a mall or a daycare, whatever the dream may be, and we don't believe it. We never believe it because we're saying, well, God, look at our circumstances. Well, you know, I'm not smart enough. I don't have enough resources. I don't have enough support. I didn't finish, you know, school. I didn't, you know, all these different excuses. So the first thing to begin to live your dreams is you have to believe it. So when God speaks it, you got to believe that whatever God say, it shall come to pass.
Yes.
That's not your responsibility to try to figure it out. All your responsibility to do is to believe. Believe is the key, is the access key to unlock your destiny and for you to begin to walk into purpose. So yeah. I had to realize that. And when I began to believe it, several years ago, he showed me, well, you know, to open up a transitional home. But the thing is, a lot of times he will put you in situations to make you surrender to him so you will begin to really see the vision that he has for your life. And I remember working at a restaurant, and I was sweeping the floors and mopping the toilet, sweeping the floors and cleaning the bathrooms. And people who I went to college with would come in there and laugh at me because I had a psychology degree. And they would laugh and say, well, this is what Kishma mowed up to. But deep down inside, I knew there was more to my life than what it was. And the thing is with God is that he will orchestrate your steps that you will be in the right place at the right time. And until you surrender to God, you know, you will never get to that place that he wants it to be. And I remember sitting on my bed one night, and I was crying out to God, and the Lord laid in my heart that, you know, I needed to surrender. And that same very week, I met a young lady at a supermarket that was buying groceries. I'll never forget it. I was on welfare at that time. And I remember meeting a young lady who has graduated with me, and she had a corporate job. And she asked me, well, you know, Kishma, what you doing? I was excited about her job. And then she asked me, well, what are you doing? And I was so embarrassed. My hair was on the floor. I was like, well, you know. And the Holy Spirit said to me, tell her what you do. And I told her, well, you know, I'm still working at this fast food restaurant. And she turned to me and she said, I know of a position right now that they're looking for a therapist, and they're looking for a therapist to work with youth aging out of the foster care system. In my mind, I was saying I'm not qualified. Even though I had the degree, I didn't think I was qualified. So what I want to say to all the dreamers out there is that never think that you're not qualified, because if God qualified you, you are qualified. The young lady told me, go ahead and turn in your resume. I went ahead and turned in my resume. That same very week, they called me. I remember praying to God and saying, God, if this is your will, you will make it happen. I went into the interview. They hired me on the spot. And while working at that job, I had a situation when a young man, you know, he had just aged out of the foster care system, and he was homeless, and at the end of the day, he had no place to go, and I had to drop him outside of a restaurant, and he had to sleep. That night, I went home, twisting and turning in my bed, and that's when God revealed to me, this is a dream I need you to manifest on the earth, was to open up a transitional home. So when God showed it to me, I had to believe that it was possible. So the first thing is, you have to believe that whatever God showed you, it will happen.
Yes, love it, love it. And, you know, I love what you said. You said you didn't think you were qualified enough, but God told you to tell that lady what you were doing. And if you hadn't opened your mouth, then you wouldn't have opened the door.
Yeah.
So you had to be obedient. You walked in obedience, and your obedience made room for your gifting that was there. Although you didn't believe in yourself, he believed in you. And I love that.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes. And if my mom, I know my mom is on the line. And, I mean, if you actually walk the journey, Kishma's journey from a little girl up to now, I'm telling you, the way how God just, you know, worked with me. You know, I'm a very shy person, and a lot of people would not know that. I'm very, you know, very, very shy, and never really had confidence in who I was. But one thing with God, and I love about him, is that when he put a dream within you, he knows who you are. And it does not matter how you feel. It does not matter what people think of you. It doesn't matter what people, if they think you're qualified or not. He knows who he have created you to become for his kingdom for such a time as this.
Yes.
And if you stay with God, he will begin to minister to your spirit and begin to help you to begin to open up your eyes in another place in him that you have never seen before. So the second thing I would say is when you begin to live your dreams, number one, you got to believe it. You got to believe what God is showing you. Number two, you got to see it. And you see, the thing is with a dream is that God will show you, okay, this is the assignment that I have for you to do. You got to see it happening before it even manifests. You got to see the money is in your hands before it even manifests in the natural realm. You got to see God moving doors and opening doors and strategically giving you ideas and strategies to bring in the money that you need for your dream. You have to see it. You gotta stand in God's word, knowing that God said in his word, now unto us who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we may ask or think. I remember several years ago when I did the first part, I believed the dream, and he gave me an assignment to begin to work in a project. And the project, we had to come up with $1,000 for the nonprofit within 30 days. At that time, the nonprofit was just birthed. I didn't have the money. Half of the board members believed, and half of the board members were saying Kishma is impossible. But you got to know, as dreamers out there, when God shows you a vision, and if God said this is the way, if it's blue, it's blue. Some people might say, well, no, you should do red, green, and purple. No, you have to listen to the strategies. You have to keep your ear to the pulse of God. You got to know that what God said, it shall come to pass. You got to know that you know that God's word will never return unto him void. You have to stand in God's word like never before. Yeah, week one went around, there was no money. Week two went around, there was no money. Week three came around, and I was saying, God, you know, you told me that we would get the money for this particular project. And I began standing in the promises of God. And when week four came around, I got a phone call from a young lady who was hosting a women's conference, and she asked me to come in and to talk about the nonprofit organization. And I want to encourage the dreamers out there who listen on Radio Land. A lot of times God will strategically place you somewhere, and you might say to yourself, God, this does not make any sense. But you have to remember that God don't move in a regular norm. He moves in his own way and is his own timing. And by the time I finished give the presentation about the organization, there was a lady sitting all the way in the back. And she raised her hand and she said, there's something I want to say. And when she raised her hand, I told her to come on up. And when she came up to the pulpit, she said, God laid in my heart to donate to your organization $1,000. $1,000. And it was not even a check. It was a cash. So I wanted to encourage all the dreamers today. You got to believe it. You got to see it. You got to see it happening. You got to know that God will bring the resources to you. I encourage every dreamer on the call tonight that if God say write the book, pick it up tonight. Don't wait till tomorrow. God is speaking to you today. God is saying begin to live your dreams. A lot of you on the call right now, some of you probably have lost your job and saying, God, I don't understand why the doors have been blocked. But God is saying to you tonight, the doors have been blocked because I'm trying to get you into purpose. I'm trying to get you into destiny. I'm trying to get you to a place in him that you've never been before. God is saying to some of you on this call tonight, God, I've called you for such a time as this. You are the next voice the nations is about to hear. God is saying that there's things within you the world needs to hear. God is saying there is ministry inside of you. You have a global ministry. God is saying it's time to rise up. Rise up today. God is saying no more fear. Believe what he is saying. God is saying rise up. It's your time and season. He is saying, Lazarus, rise up from the dead. Pick back up that dream that you have dropped. No matter how young you are, no matter how old you are, God is speaking to someone on this call tonight. No more fear. Look at the enemy and say, you had enough. You got to speak to your dreams. Begin to believe it. Begin to see it. And God, I believe, and I speak supernatural signs and wonders will occur in your life. Even this week, you will see God move supernaturally on your life like never before. Right now, God is saying, pick up the dreams that you have dropped. Pick back up the dreams that you thought that you would never birth. Pick the dreams back up tonight, not tomorrow, tonight.
Hey. Man, now Dr. Kishma, I'm going to tell you how prophetic you're being, because last week we had the show Push and Pursue Your Purpose, and last week the Lord said, tell the people that it's time to dream again, regardless of their age, regardless of the circumstances, time to dream again. But then I reminded them of what the Lord told me recently. He said, go back to the beginning and wash my hands. So there were some things that I placed in you, but life happened. Things happen. Yes. Circumstances happen. But he said, go back to the beginning and watch my hand. So for those of you who heard the show last week, this is your confirmation. Yes, she's talking to you because he's talking to you. So receive this word and start acting on it. You know, one of the words that the Lord gave me last year, he said, it's time to be intentional. It's time to be strategic. It's time to move with momentum. And there's a young lady listening tonight that's doing a fundraiser because God is giving her the same type of idea for you, but hers is to open a transition, a home for children that's in foster care so they can be separated. So that word that you just gave, I'm telling you, you know, you didn't see the money, but you believe God for it. And then the person just walked up to you at the end and said, the Lord told me to give you this. And they gave you cash money, not a check, not a credit card. They said, here's the cash because the Lord told me to bring it to you. That's what I'm talking about.
It wasn't even a dollar off. And what I want to say to all the dreamers on the radio line tonight, and I mean, I'm a living witness. All God wants us to do is to obey.
Yes.
If God has spoken to you to do something, do it. That's all God asks from us, is to obey. Because you see, when we obey, God will move supernaturally. He will move on our natural. You will be strategically at the right place at the right time. I could be here and I could tell half of the stuff that happened to me. Because you have, what God was showing me is that you have to obey. Obey, obey, obey. So if God showed you a dream, don't say, well, I'm going to wait till tomorrow. I'm going to write it down. No, tonight when you get off this radio show, take out your pen and your paper. Begin to write your mission. Begin to write the vision. Begin to write whatever God is saying. And God will begin to download step by step, strategy by strategy. God will even begin to show you faces of people you need to be connected to in this season for your dreams. Mm-hmm. And by this time next year, your life will never be the same. And some of you on this call tonight, and this is what I'm seeing, some of you on this call tonight, you're saying, God, I don't understand where the resources is. And God is saying to you tonight, the resources is already within you. You say, but God, you know, I don't have the sword. I don't have the resource. And, you know, I've been putting my stuff out there and nobody is coming to my events. And, you know, I don't have the money for it. And I don't understand, where am I going to get the $50,000? And where am I going to get the money for the website? And where am I going to get the money from this? And God is saying, whatever you need, he is already imparting it within you. And I encourage you tonight, and I encourage you to believe what God is saying. God say that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and whatever it is that you need is already done. And God is saying to some of you on this call tonight that the money is already in your hands. God is saying that whatever you need is already in your hands. The wealth is in your hands. Some of you on this call are sending $1 million ideas. $1 million ideas, by tomorrow your life change. God is a God that he can do anything. So some of you, your life will change in seasons, in a couple months. If you stay and keep your face and ears to the pulse of God, your life will turn so much in a way that you will be in a wow season. It'll be such in a shift. God is saying the money is already in your hands. The wealth is in your hands. The resources are in your hands. He has given you ideas and strategies already how to begin to produce the fruits to begin to work on your dreams and see your dreams establish.
My God. I'm telling you, you're giving confirmation after confirmation. My God. There are many, I'm on part of an intercessory team with my church, and I'm telling you, the intercessors, we're on from 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, and when I'm telling you everything that you're saying, we've been speaking forth into the life of the people, and I'm telling you, it's just been such a blessing to sit and hear this. So I'm telling you, each and every person, whether you're listening live or you are listening to the recording after we finish this show, receive every word that she is saying to you, because this is your word. It's not by chance or happenstance that you're hearing this. And for many of you, you're hearing a second, a third, or maybe a fourth time, because he's like, I need you to get this. This is kind of like this, him taking you by the shoulders and kind of shaking you. And I even gave that actual example last week. I did a Facebook Live with my guest. That was a prophetic vision that the Lord brought forth. And I actually shook my guest, Mr. Expect Greater, and I shook him, and I said, the Lord said, there's a shaking that needs to be done so you can see again, so you can live again, so you can live the life of purposeful living, and not just existing any longer. So I'm telling you, woman of God, you on fire tonight. You are on fire tonight. So for that person that's listening tonight, and they're saying, but you don't know my past. You don't know what I've been through. What would you say to that person?
Wow. I want to say this. I was right where you at. I was sitting out crying, feeling sorry for myself, and, you know, just letting life hit me. But this is what I would say to you tonight. No matter what circumstances you're going through, because, you see, the higher you go, you're going to still have life to handle. If you become that millionaire, you're going to even have more situations. So this is what I would say to everyone who is going through life circumstances. Never let life circumstances knock you over. Mm-hmm. You cry and you get back up again. You see, because God said no weapon form against you shall prosper. And if the enemy will try and throw darts to get you off course of your destiny and get you off course to drop your dreams, but you got to be planted in God's word, and you got to know that God has sent his angels to assist you, and that you have purpose, and God is with you. And if God is with you, nobody can be against you. So you get back up again. I don't care if you spend all your money in your dream and you did it wrong. God is saying, I don't care. I am God all by myself. I rule the world. I am the owner of the world. I will replace everything that has been lost. God is saying, get back up again. Keep your eyes stayed on Jesus. Don't look to the right nor to the left. But if you keep your eyes stayed on Jesus, those life circumstances will fall aside. You will begin to walk it out and walk into your destiny. So keep the faith. Keep grounded in God's word, because all you need right now is God. He is the only one who will carry you through, because he already knows what's already in you. And all the life circumstances that's coming against you while he was forming you in your mother's womb, he already knows Diane was going to do this, and Diane was going to go through this. But while he was forming each one of us in our mother's womb, he was saying, I have a way of escape. She will make it to the end. I will make sure I help her in this way. I will make sure this door is closed. I will make sure that I will send angels to protect her. You know, so God is saying that no matter what your life circumstances may come, God already have a way of escape for you to fulfill your purpose and your destiny and your dreams. All you have to do is hold on to God's word and to stay in his presence and believe God like never before.
Amen. 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 Now, you said something while ago, and you said be obedient.
Yes.
Be obedient. If you walk in obedience,
yes,
I'm telling you that obedience will open up so many doors, because everything,
yes,
that's all, he's already equipped us, as you said, he's already equipped us.
Yes,
with
he
everything
has.
That,
yes.
You know, it,
yes,
was like, sometimes you got to see, like you said, you got to see it before you see it. That's one of the things I learned from my pastor, Apostle Zoe.
Uh-huh.
But I had to start intentionally speaking,
uh-huh,
it, although I,
yes,
didn't see it. I had to be intentional about my words until I start seeing,
yes,
some things manifest. And,
yes,
the lady that's here now is not the lady that was here 2.5 years ago,
wow,
prior to the show. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So when you,
amen,
get intentional about living a,
yes,
life of purpose and being,
yes,
about his business and not allowing,
yes,
your emotions be the spirit being that he's called us to be, and not that fleshly,
yes,
being living out of emotion. Because,
yes,
your circumstances,
yes,
will tell you something other than what God has said, and his promises are,
yes,
still yes and amen.
Amen. Yes. And,
yes,
and before,
amen,
yes. And before I close out, I want to say, like, believe it, you see it, and the last thing is do it. And,
uh-huh,
doing it means that, just like how you just said, obey.
Mm-hmm.
You're obeying,
mm-hmm,
God, because if he,
mm-hmm,
gives you something and he said that he appointed you to do something,
mm-hmm,
do it. Just like,
mm-hmm,
in the Bible, remember Jesus, the mother of Mary, she said, whatever he asks you to do, what did she say? Just do it. You see, because,
mm-hmm,
when you do what God asks you to do, everything will begin to unravel. I remember several years ago, I was working on the vision, and I'm going to be honest tonight with everybody. The beginning to me was the hardest, because I was running the vision before I actually stayed in the presence of God. I was like all excited and everything. And I was listening to people. People was like, oh, Kishmi, you should go to the bank, this bank, because I got my money this way. So I'm going to these banks back and forth, about paper, business tests. And at the end of the day, if I probably did not go to 10 banks, the last bank, I remember walking out of there, and I was crying. I said, God, I'm done. I put the vision down. I said, I think you made a mistake, God. I can't do this. It's too heavy. All the doors are being shut. I went, you know, people tell me to go here, go there, and I'm doing it. And I'm done. And I dropped the vision. I put that thing right down, right down, and I went about my life. But the thing is about God, that he will grace us. And that's,
mm-hmm,
what I'm saying to some of these ladies and gentlemen on the phone. Some of you have dropped the vision because you're saying, God, I'm not seeing it moving. I'm seeing Lisa moving. She started way, I started way before her, and her vision, she all over the world speaking, and I'm still stuck in this one little place. Some of you standing in the car, I don't understand, God, you give me this vision 5 years ago, and it looked like it's still the five same years, still the same place, ain't moving, no way. But I'm here to let you know that God is saying to you tonight, to stop and wait for him to give you instruction. And I remember when I was leaving with tears running down my face, I went home in my prayer room and I said, God, you know, I had dropped the vision and things had happened in my life and it was still the chaos. It came back again, chaos. And I remember crying, and I went back in my prayer room one time and crying out to God. And he said, the reason why the doors are being shut is because you went ahead of me. You see, the,
mm-hmm,
dream that God gives you is so big, you can't do it on your own. You need a dreamer himself to lead you, to guide you, to give you wisdom, to give you knowledge, to give you understanding for his dream to manifest on earth. And God said, go back and wait for the instruction.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go back. And I said, okay, God, I will not run before you. So I encourage somebody on this call tonight. You felt like, well, my dream has been stagnated. But God is saying, your dream has been stopped and doors have been blocked is because you went ahead of him. But he's saying to you tonight, go back, wait for his instruction, and then the door will begin to open for you. So as I begin to do it, that's the doing part, obeying. Mm-hmm. I begin to obey. I begin seeking the face of God, waiting for his instruction. Okay, God, you give me this vision. I don't know how to open up a home. I never went to business school. I never even took one business class. But this is the dream that you give me. Show me the way. Show me the strategy. Show me how I can produce money for the home. And as I began seeking the face of God, he began to download ideas. He began to download books, plays, music, tours, different things that magazines, all those things were birthed out because I waited for the instructions from God. So you see, the wealth is already in your hands. And for some of you on this call, I see like a tree right now. And the tree, what I'm seeing, is symbolized branches. And the branches symbolize streams of income. And God is saying to somebody on this call tonight that you are about to walk into streams of income. Listen to the instructions of God. Because by this time next year, your finances will never be the same. You see, because there's millionaires, I see millionaires, there's wealthy people on this call, but there's wealth not for you. It's to build his kingdom. It's not only for you, it's but to help the lost, to bring the broken and help the people who needs the help. God is saying, I'm about to release the wealth in your hands, and I'm going to give you the ideas to produce the wealth that you need for your dreams. But you see, you got to do it. You got to begin to write the vision and make it plain step by step. Work on your dreams every day. Work on your dreams every day. Work on your dreams every day. You have to stay consistent. You have to stay focused. The people that you used to talk to that is not going where you're going, you're going to have to cut them off. Everyone cannot go with you in this season. You have to stay connected to the right people who will motivate you, who will inspire you, that when you talk about your dreams, that your baby will leap inside of you, that you will begin to walk by faith even more as they impart in you. This is a time and season that God is saying to do it. Do it by faith. If you do it by faith, move to the right. If you move to the right, the resources will be there. If you move to the left, the resources will be there. God will supernaturally, strategically place whatever he needs to place within your reach to help you birth your dreams. All God is saying in this season is to believe it, to see it, and to do it. Do it by faith. Believe by faith. I remember sharing this story about this young lady and she was a Christian, and apparently her car was being repossessed. And you see, the thing is about us dreamers is that we got to know who God is. You can't let your life circumstances knock you to the curb, because even if everything being wiped away from you, you got to know the God that you serve, that he will build it back up again and even give give you more for your troubles. You got to know who God is. You got to know that he is almighty. You got to know that he is omnipotent. You got to know that he is God all by himself, and he needs none of our help. You got to know that God is your father, and God is a God of signs, wonders, and miracles. And I remember hearing her story, and it changed my life forever. She went into the bank, and she was crying, and she was asking the bank tellers, please give me another day because you were about to repossess my car. The bank tellers looked at her and said, ma'am, you were here this morning. You paid your bill. She said, no, I was not here today. Please give me another chance. The manager, the bank manager called her and said, ma'am, come to my office. He said, ma'am, is this your paperwork? Is this your name? Is this your address? She said, yes, sir. And in her mind, she was saying, God, I'm confused. The bank teller said, it's paid in full. She walked out of the bank, and she was confused. She said, God, how can this my car be paid in full? I never went to the bank until now. And God, the Holy Spirit, said to her, he said, I sent an angel who looked just like you to pay your bill. So I'm here to let you know, dreamers on this call, you got to believe God is a God of signs, wonders, and miracles. If he got to send an angel to move on your behalf tonight, he will do it this week. He will supernaturally place you at the right place at the right time. All God wants you to do is to believe. God is God. With God, all things is possible. With God, the money's already there. God wants you to use and access your keys, which is faith. God is waiting right now for you to believe that you say, I hear God say, all I'm asking you for tonight is a yes. He is saying, all I need from you is a yes. All I need you to do is say yes and go all the way. God said, I will move supernaturally even this week for you. If you believe by faith, God is going to do it for you this week. Believe God and let him show you that he is truly God all by himself. He is willing to show you that he is a God of signs, wonders, and miracles.
Thank you, Jesus. Whoo, woman of God, you just confirming all over the place. I'm trying to keep my composure tonight. My God. Ooh, Jesus. My God. Whew.
Yes. Yes, God just wants us to do it. Yes, he does.
Now, there are some people that had stopped dreaming, and you all maybe just joining the line. I'm not sure how, you know, if you got on late. But understand that if you missed any of this interview, you got to go back and listen to the recording because you can't miss any of this. This is a word for you. This is a word as a reminder that it's time for you to live again. It's time for you to dream again.
Yeah.
It's time for you to live the life that he created. And I just thank God for this woman of God that's allowing him to use her and be a reminder and serve you a notice. He's serving you notice tonight. It is
time.
You know, we had a topic the other week called It's Time to Launch. But guess what? Everything has been so strategic in the topics.
Yes.
You got to know that it is time. It is time. The time is now. Now, before we open the lines, because I'm being led to open the lines, but before we open the lines for questions or comments, tell everyone how they can follow you and purchase books and things of that nature before we open the lines, because I know we'll get so into the lines we'll forget that. So how can they follow you, purchase books and things of that nature?
You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. My name is Dr. Kishma, K-I-S-H-M-A, George, G-E-O-R-G-E. So it's Dr. Kishma on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. And you can visit my website. It's CAG Enterprises. It's www.kishmageorge.com, www.kishmageorge.com. Or you can check out if you want to be a part of the nonprofit organization, if you feel that God has called you into ministry or to even give back to the ladies and make an impact in their lives. You can check out our website on the nonprofit. It's www.kishhomeinc.org, K Kish, K-I-S-H, Home, H-O-M-E-I-N-C.org.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. So we're going to open up the lines. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So if you guys have a question or a comment about anything you've heard tonight, anything you're feeling tonight, we want to hear it. So if you dialed in on 929-477-2178, press 1 now if you have a question or comment. If you're listening by the internet, you got to call in, guys. So the number again is 929-477-2178. If you press 1, we will bring you on to ask a question or give a comment, or if this has been speaking to you and you say, you know what, I got to tell you that this is my word. So whatever it is, because I'm telling you, whatever you're going to say is going to be an encouragement for the next person, as well as the woman of God that is allowing God to use her. Because I'm telling you, as the person that's always exhorting, when you get feedback back, it's just like, ooh, a fresh cold drink of water. So so press 1 if you have a question or a comment, or if you just want to share, you know, how this show has impacted you tonight. Press 1. Don't be shy, guys, because sometimes they try to be a little shy, and then they'll get to send me chats and text messages and all this. And I'm like, well, why didn't you say that while we were live? But I tell you, this has been such a blessing and such a confirmation. And the hour that we're in, we can't live like we used to live. We can't think like we used to think. We have to live in a place of understanding that what God is saying in this hour for his remnant, because that's who we are. So we have a caller. Yes. You ready?
Yes.
All right.
Hi.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You have Dr. Kishman Aaliyah. Who do we have on the line?
Hi.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Hello, can you hear me? Good afternoon, ladies. This is Sabrina.
Hi, how are you?
I am wonderful. I have truly enjoyed the show. As Aaliyah mentioned, my nonprofit organization, she has been a part of for many, many years, the Jasmine House Foundation. And just listening to you tonight has given me a great hope. And knowing that I am on the right track with my nonprofit organization, we're in the process of trying. And I'm not going to say try. We are going to open up.
Yes, you
children.
Will. Yes.
I will. But listening to you has given me an inspiration of hope.
Amen.
And I tell you, the stories that you told on the air tonight, it sounded like you were sitting right here in my living room talking directly to me.
Wow.
So
amen.
I want to thank you so very much for your God using you tonight to be a vessel to be able to speak into my life and to my daughter's life, to know that what we're doing, we're not doing it for our being, but we're doing it for God's reason and for God's children.
Amen.
Our Jasmine House has been in the making for many, many years, but we don't ever give up. My daughter and I don't ever give up. We are very strong and powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Two women that are little. She's a little woman. She's 20, and I'm the big mama.
So
together, and we've been doing this for 9 years. So we feed, we clothe, we mentor the community, our outreach community. We've been doing it for 9 years, and we are still. Mission for God, and next our big venture is to open up that foster home for children.
You will.
Because God has
you will.
That and I know we're listening to you tonight. We're on our way.
Yes. And the thing is, I will say this to you, that don't look at how many years it's going to take, but know that when it goes up, your signature will be on it, and nobody will get the credit but him. And I just speak this over your life tonight, that I speak the favor of God will rest upon your nonprofit like never before. And I speak the favor of God that wherever you go, whatever meeting you go into, that the favor of God will follow you. As you speak, the resources will come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. That people right now will hear your nonprofit name in the wind. I speak it right now in the name of Jesus that it will be a suddenly on your nonprofit. Before I speak, God, right now that the resources will come, the support will come. I see even influential people will come and support you. I see even it takes one door. And I see one door is about to launch you into that next place for your nonprofit. So keep your ear to the pulse of God. Follow his instructions and be in faith and know that it's already done. Begin to see how you see the ladies and the men, whoever it is that you targeted and you want to help in the population. Begin to dream it. Begin to see it. Begin to see it manifest in your mind and believe it. By this time, yourself should be up and running. I believe it for you. I believe it, and I speak life that it will just happen suddenly. I speak it over your life because that's what happened to me. I stumbled on it. It took me 7 years. And last year was the year I stumbled on this home. Minding my business, I stumbled on it. And I'm just praying that you will begin to believe God and don't get weary in this, but just keep your ear to the pulse of God. And I speak the favor of God will rest upon you like never before, and that your nonprofit will be heard in the wind right now, as even as you speak, that somebody's hearing your nonprofit and it will sow into your ministry like never before.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks so much for dialing in, listening in. Amen. I tell you, this show has been such a blessing. So anybody else have a question or comment, press 1. We'd love to hear from you. I'm telling you, it's isn't it refreshing to hear people say how, you know, you just allowing God to allow you to be, you know, used by him, how that just refreshes you.
Amen.
We have another caller. You ready?
Yes. Hi.
All right. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you?
Hi.
Hello. You're live on Fire to Inspire. Atlanta number ending in 3652. You are now live.
Hi. Hi. This is Elder Trevick Kingdom. How y'all doing tonight?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, especially after this word that I heard. It's so inspiring, and I'm so grateful for you. Sister, I missed your name, but I just really am grateful to the message that you spoke, because you did speak directly to me in so many ways, in so many areas. Just to share a little bit, a little over a year ago, I got remarried. I went through a divorce and you know, separation from my first husband, and God led me into a new direction. And once I got to the place where I am, I kind of lost my dream. You know, I stopped dreaming because of things that happened. And you know, and I stopped dreaming. And then I've been in a place I felt like was in a dark place, a lonely place, in the area which I live physically. And, you know, you just have really inspired me tonight, because it just really give me hope to say, don't stop dreaming. And if you have stopped dreaming, start back dreaming. And I do have a vision that God gave me years ago, about 2 years, I think, now, to own my own business as a like a transporter, a vacation-type transporter. And, you know, and I wrote it down, and I started, and I wrote some plans. I wrote a lot of things that God had placed in my spirit. And my daughter, she would always come and say, no, Mama, you stop planning. You don't want to do that business no more that God gave you. And I was like, well, it's not that I don't want to do it. It seemed like it's just been on the back burner. And and I lost my desire for it, and I lost my desire for some other things that I was doing, because at this point I'm like, Lord, now what's next for me? You know, because God shifted me totally. My whole entire life got shifted, and it was unexpected, and it was so quick. And now, excuse me, I'm like, Lord, okay, now still, what's next for me? And now, like I said, you know, like what you said to me tonight, when I get off the phone, First of all, you said you have to believe. I got to begin to believe again in what God had gave me, because it died, but it didn't die. So I have to ask God to resurrect it, you know, and believe it again, because you first have to believe in it in order to accomplish it and achieve it, you know. So I'm going to do that. And then, like you also said, that we have to see it. You know, I stopped seeing that vision, you know, because it, when we sometimes we put our faith in hope and relationships, marriages and whatnot.
True.
And when those marriages all of a sudden die, we allow ourselves to die in some ways, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm going to start, I'm going to do that, and like you said, start writing it back down. Because even you said,
do it tonight.
Do it tonight. And everything you said to me, you know, everything you said to me today, tonight on the phone, it was like I was sharing with, you know, Aaliyah tonight before she got on her line. We was talking about these very things that you have pinpointed and brought revelation back to. And I'm like, Lord, I thank you for speaking that back to me. And I thank God for you
so much.
And, you know, because like I said, you're not just only inspiring me. You just, be honest with you, put life back into me.
Amen. I have died.
You know, some things I've died and some things, you know, but I thank God that he reviving me. It's like God is breathing on me through you.
Amen.
You know, putting that hope in me. You know, because it is more to me. It's more in me. It's more for me.
Yes.
It's more for him, for his kingdom.
Yes.
You know, and I thank God for that.
Yeah.
So much. You just don't understand. You just, like I said, you brought me out of a dead place. And I thank God for you. I just can't stop saying that. I really, really thank God for you and the lives that you impact, and you know, verbally. Like tonight, it's your voice that's speaking loud to me, you know, and I thank God for that.
And this is what I was to see, woman of God. This is what I see for you. I see you as a mother to the nation. That's what I'm seeing. And there's some things that you have been through in your life that certain people need to hear from you. Even if I speak it, it wouldn't impact them. Even if Lisa or Betty speak it, it won't impact them. But these particular women are waiting for you. You're like a mother to them. You're a mother to the nations. Not only just to the United States, but God, I see God calling you globally.
Thank you, Lord.
So you need to pick back up that dream, because you see you have ministry within you, and that is just beyond just the United States. And I even see books within you as well. I see books. I see books. As you begin to write, you know, I see a lot of women being healed by reading your books, and I see a lot of people being delivered. There's so many different ideas and dreams that God has placed inside of you. You probably feel like, God, you only give me one dream, but God said there's many dreams within you. There's hidden treasures within you. And as you begin to unlock that one dream, as you begin to stay focused on that one dream, God was going to begin to open up the other dreams that he has inside of you, and it's all going to fall in place. And I even hear God saying that no matter, don't worry about how it's going to happen, or don't worry about the support. But as you begin to walk in faith, He will strategically have everything that you need to be able to help you with that. I see you even traveling as well. I see you traveling and you know, going further, even sharing a lot to the ladies. So you have a ministry within you, so that should even ignite the fire within you that you got to really stop, because there's people out there specifically waiting for you. They need you. They need the God in you. They need you. They need you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, woman of God, powerful woman of God. I thank you for that. I received every word in Jesus' name. I'm going to listen to this recording again and again, because like I said, I know I got all the little kids going on in the atmosphere, but I thank God, because his word would not return void, and I thank you for that word. I thank you, powerful woman of God. Thank you so much. And I just pray back to you. I send back those prayers. I pray that God cover you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, that he continues to direct your path, and continue to bless you and inspire you and prosper you, even in your desires, even in your dreams that he has given you, that it will continue to come to pass in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that every need and everything that your hand touched will bless you. It will be double for your trouble in the name of Jesus. And I thank you right now, Father God, for this powerful woman of God. And I thank you even for strengthening your body. In the name
yes.
of Jesus, I thank God for covering your home, your family.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for your
yes.
life. I thank you, Father God, that,
yes.
that you continue to inspire and
yes.
impact women as well as men in Jesus' holy
yes.
name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing with her tonight. And we know
yes.
that it has blessed her as well as it blessed you. And we got another caller. So thank you so much for sharing. All right. We have our next caller. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You are live with us. Who do we have with us tonight?
Hello, this is Devon Hines.
Good evening.
Hi.
Devon, how are you?
I am doing good. Wow. Only thing I can say is wow and wow. Well, I was listening to about, you was talking about, you know, dreams dying and you never gave up and, you know, you just kept going. And it's just like Aaliyah, she know my story and everything. And it just like, I wasn't going to listen because I was busy doing some other things, and God just told me to just tune in. And
amen.
I mean, I heard just enough to really bless me, and it's just like, wow, because right now, you know, I'm trying to do this this skit that I'm doing and have doubts in my head, believing that, you know, okay, well, is this really going to happen because, you know, things have failed in the past or whatever, but
uh-huh.
God, he keeps sending me signs and, you know, sending me things. I open up my Facebook and I see something on bullying from
uh-huh.
someone sent me, and I'm like, okay, God, is this? Do I really need to be doing this? Turn on the TV, things that's going on in school, kids getting bullied, and
uh-huh.
it's just a lot of things. And I just thank God for you being on the show and, you know, just speaking the words you spoke tonight. And, you know, I just really appreciate not only you, but Sister Aaliyah. She
yes.
has been really, just a blessing to me.
Yes.
I've been on her for several years, and she just continued to instill in me, Devon.
Amen.
The negative things bother
yeah.
you. You know, you got to move on. You just
yeah.
need to listen to your songs, some of the songs that you've written. You know, just listen to them, and it's just like, I mean, this show was really a blessing.
Amen. But I would just say to you, just be encouraged. And if you feel like God is really putting a heart desire, I mean, putting something really, a fire in your heart to do something, like tonight it was see it, believe it, see it, and do it. I would say
yes,
to you, just
yes.
do it. Just do it. Don't question that. I think a lot of times we sit and we'll try and figure stuff out. And what I realize is that you don't have to figure it out. If you know the voice of God, just do it. Just do it. I mean, I don't have enough time to explain certain things that happened to me. Even this week, what happened, I mean, I was sitting up on my desk, and the Holy Spirit said, I need you to contact someone. So by contacting that particular company, everything came unfolded for one of the dreams that I have. I mean, it just was just unfolding. So one thing that I learned from God is just be obedient. So if he put that heart desire in you to really do something, whatever that dream is, just go ahead and do it. And stay before the face of God and spend time with him so he can show you, you know, he will help you write it out. Because what I do is I write stuff out. I'm very, like I write it out. And then he will strategically, like while you're spending time with him, he will say, okay, now you need to call so-and-so. I mean, it might be someone you never even know. You know, a lot of people that I, for my magazine company, a lot of people who have graced my magazine company, the front cover, I don't know them. But he would say, okay, this is the person who's going to grace it for this month. And I will contact them, and they would say yes. It's because when he says to do something, just do it, even though you may not feel qualified to do it. So that would say to you, you know, even for you tonight, just begin to write down everything. You know, I'm working a dream every day. Every day. Even if you make one phone call or you write one sentence or you send his presence, just write something down or, you know, work on your dream every day. I work on my dream every day. You have to be consistent. Consistency is the key, and you have to stay focused.
Yes, yes.
You can't just say, I'm going to do something, and then you drop it. You know, you got to be consistent, huh?
Yes, what I was saying, you know, I know this, you know, I need to really be doing this as I'm a Christian artist. I'm a writer. I write for other artists. And, you know, God, he gave me this song probably like 4 years ago. The name of the song is Beautiful. And the song basically talks about it's this young girl, she goes through life getting bullied, and she's really down about the situation. And and it's basically speaking on letting her know, despite what other people may say about her, she's beautiful in God's eyes. And, and that's, and that's what's so amazing about it. After he gave me that, he told me to do a video. I did a video to the song. And from the video, he said, you need to write a skit. And from that, I wrote a skit. And, you know, I just being obedient, just following him, and despite what gets in my way or whatever, you know, sometimes, you know, we let things get us down. But, you know, I still, I'm still moving. I'm still working his, you know, working for him, not for me, because I know this is something that really needs to be heard and everything. So, like I said, I once again, I thank Sister Aaliyah. She knows exactly what I'm talking about. So, yes.
And don't look at this is what I said. Don't look at time. Don't look at the timing of it, because you know the timing. We have our own calendar, but God don't move by time. So whenever you just continue to work in your dreams, and then he would orchestrate everything. Because some dreams will happen like overnight, like expeditedly, because that particular population that he's trying to reach needs it immediately. And then some dreams is going to take a little minute, but when it comes up, it has to have a foundation to build. Because you can't, like, eat a cake, like, it smells good while you're mixing it, but you can't eat it like that. It's not ready. You eat it when it's cooked, when it's baked. So some things, you got to go through the process, you know. So just be encouraged, because I did plays before, and I know exactly what you're talking about. But I can't wait. So just make sure you tag me on Facebook when you get to play up and running.
Oh, yeah. And I just thank God, like I said, for you all, and let's pray that God continue to bless your business, your ministry. I pray that God just be with you, your family, I mean, your finances, because he always make a way out of no way.
Yes, amen.
Oh, man. Well, thank you so much for sharing tonight and listening in.
Oh, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. I tell you, woman of God, you have been so on point. I mean, like the one sister said, you know, as the Lord had given me some words to give her, you came right behind it and confirmed every word. So I just thank God. I just thank God.
Amen.
Before the show. So I just thank God for what he's doing at this hour, and for those who understand his voice and have an ear to hear. And you know what I tell the people is, it's time to unclog your ears, and it's time to take the blinders off so you can see what he wants you to see and hear what he wants you to hear. And I remember being in corporate America, I was so doggone busy that I didn't hear him, I didn't see him, because I was too busy. And so in the book on Fire to Inspire, he had me write a piece called Unclogging Your Ears, and it wasn't talking about your physical ears.
Wow,
and
your spiritual ears.
God, glory, your spiritual ears. But one of the things he showed me, even this morning, I was driving this morning about, I'd say before 7 o'clock, and the moon was still out, and it was absolutely breathtaking. And that's something that I would have missed in the corporate world. I would have never saw that. But I see the beauty of God. I see the glory of God in everything now, because the blinders have been removed. So for those of you who are listening, have your blinders been removed? Have you taken them off? Have you allowed the Father to take the blinders off so you can see the glory and the essence of everything, the beauty of everything that he's giving you? Because if you can see that, then you can start seeing your dreams clearly. You can start seeing the purpose that he's placed on the inside of you clearly.
Yes, ma'am.
I tell you, God is so faithful. So, Dr. Kishma, tell us, you know, let me do this first. Is there anyone else that has a question or comment? Press 1.
If not, we're going to go ahead and let her wrap up. Anyone else have a? Oh, we got another one. Hold on. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You're live. Who do we have with us this evening?
Good evening, Mrs. Angel. I didn't catch the. Good evening.
Good evening.
I didn't catch her name, but I'm telling you, she is on fire. She's infectious. I was really, really encouraged by the broadcast. I am a woman of great faith. And but just listening to you, it made me some things, you know, that I would believe in God for. It just encouraged me, you know, to just hold on and trust and believe God even the more for those things. You know, I know you're going to come through, but to hear somebody else, you know, say it, it's like, okay, God, you're hearing me, you're listening, you know, because it was like I tuned in right at the right time. For you to say what needed to be said for some things that I needed for God to do, you know, this week, you know, for my business and ministry. And I'm just grateful, and I thank God for you. Thank God for my little sister Leah. You know, she's always encouraging and inspiring. And, you know, to have you on tonight, it was just like
Amen. Right on point.
And so, you know, I just I encourage you to continue going and moving forward, because I promise you, you are blessing a lot of people, and there are so many more people to come. You are touching lives that you are not even aware of, but you're going to become aware of very soon. Very
Amen.
Soon.
Amen.
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 I just I was one of them ones like, no, you know, she had enough people calling, and I ain't going to hit that one. And I said, well, no, let me say something, because I really was blessed by the broadcast. So I just wanted to you know, be able to say that to you.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God. Blessings to you.
Amen. Well, thank you so Amen. Much for dialing in. We appreciate you.
No problem.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, this has been such a blessing. And like I said, it was confirmation after confirmation. And, you know, and this is what I'm seeing, and I want to share it with you. And it was one of the things that the Lord showed me from my pastor. And so I'm seeing it again for you, woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that the Lord was saying in this hour, that there was going to be a domino effect for my pastor and her husband, and it was going to trickle down to the ministry and the people in the ministry. So the domino effect, and when I say a domino effect, what do you see when you see dominoes? They fall. Boom, 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 boom. Well, that means there are blessings after blessings after blessings, and his glory shall be upon every blessing. And so there's not going to be, you're not going to have to go look for people. They're coming to look for you, just like you
saw the
person come up to you, because God strategically planted you to come speak to those ladies, and that person come bring you that $1,000 of cash. Well, get comfortable being uncomfortable. That's what the Lord told me.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing he's reminding me of now. So get comfortable being uncomfortable, because as you continue to walk in obedience, you're going to see favor after favor after favor, domino effect after domino effect after domino effect. And one of the affirmations the Lord gave me recently, he said that favor finds you, favor overtakes you. And so I speak the blessings and the favor of God overtaking you because of your obedience unto him, not unto man, but unto him, as you continue to allow him to use you and go forth and doing what he's called you to do in the earth. So I thank God for you this evening, woman of God.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me. I had a great time tonight. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Now I want you to tell us one more time how we can follow you, because I want to make sure that everybody, you know, connects and they're able to follow you and get this word, because I'm telling you, she speaks some stuff daily, y'all.
My name is Dr. Kishma George. You can hit me up on Facebook, Dr. Kishma George, on Twitter, Dr. Kishma George, and Instagram, Dr. Kishma George, and Twitter, or you can go on the website at www.kishmageorge.com, or you can call us at 302-399-6477. or you can go to the nonprofit website. It's www.kishhomeinc.org. And thank you so much, Aaliyah.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for coming on and joining us, and we look forward to having you back in the future.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Have a good night.
Have a good night, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye. I tell you guys, this has been an awesome, awesome show. If you miss any of it, the playback will be ready in just a few minutes. So you want to make sure that you go back and listen to any of this show that you may have missed. Because I'm telling you, there was a word that was released tonight reminding you that it's time for you to begin to live the life that God created for you to live. And so that's live your dreams. You know, many of you, you allowed life to happen. But guess what? God said, I didn't tell you to let go of those dreams, because there are some people that are waiting on you to be obedient. And that was the word that the Lord gave me, even for writing the book On Fire to Inspire prior to the show. He said, there are too many lives tied up into your obedience. And so after I start going to places and speaking and things of that nature, now I was starting to see it unfolded. Now I saw, when I didn't completely see it, but I kind of felt when he said it that, hey, I got to do this. So sometimes it's not about, you know, when he tells you, you got to do it. It's not about you completely seeing it. It's about you saying, you know what, God, if you say I can do it, I'm going to do it. I take you at your word, because you can't lie to me. You won't lie to me, and you can't fail me. So I tell you guys, you know, it's time to begin to live again, to live the life that he created. So some of you have been in that place of stagnation. Rise up. And, you know, it's time to awaken. It's time to arise, and it's time to move. Move in the things that he's called you to. He's birthed some greatness in you. Now it's time for you to live it out. Live from the inside out, because he lives and dwells in you. And he's ready for you to partake of him so that you can live this glorious life that he has for you. It's time for you to live again. It's time for you to have that joy and peace that he's called you to. There are so many people that have all of this. You have these million-dollar ideas that you've yet to birth. He said it's time to start birthing, but you got to get in his presence. Guys, it's not about religion anymore. It's not about tradition anymore. It's all about relationship with him. So you got to start spending time, be completely, intentionally spend time with him, even if it's just a few minutes. Spend some time with him, because you can't hear him if you're just too busy. I'm telling you what I know. I'm not telling you what somebody told me. This is what I experienced. But I tell you this, take him in his word and trust him. I promise you, he won't fail you. And when you get into a place with him, you'll start seeing the glory and the splendor in all things. In everything in life, you'll just start seeing it with a new set of eyes, because you'll be getting a new eyesight. And then you will hear with new ears. It'll be like an unclogging of your ears. I'm telling you, it's glorious. So I just, you know, I want you guys to experience the greatness that he has for you. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. The book itself, On Fire to Inspire, the book is available as an ebook, as a paperback, and as a audiobook. The audiobook, you actually hear me saying the pieces, and Third Heaven Sound plays the instrumentals in the background. And then you have Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. That's an ebook of prayers, affirmations, and declarations. And then I also have a children's book called A Learning Book Just For Me, and it teaches foundational English and Spanish with a music CD. We have so much coming up this coming summer, or this coming summer, this so much coming up, period. But if you are in the Atlanta area, some of the things that are coming up on April the 28th, Jasmine House Foundation will be having their jazz soiree. I'm telling you, you want to go out on Eventbrite and purchase your ticket so that you can help the Jasmine House realize their dreams. I tell you, that's a great, great thing to sow into. And then yours truly with Angelise Washington, we're going to be doing a, you know, we're about helping people in every area of their lives. So we're going to be hosting a class, couponing class and budgeting class coming up on April the 22nd. And if you're interested in information about that, you will email consultwithdivine@gmail.com. Find out more about that. And we're going to have a great, great time. You're going to have food. We're going to have, you're going to learn so much about couponing. You're going to be mad about spending full price ever again. And then You will also have, we're going to be playing some games and some real life scenarios. So I'm telling you, we're going to have a great, great time. That's April 22nd from 2 to 4 p.m. Email consultwithdivine@gmail.com. The cost is $20, and that will be the best $20 you ever spent. And also, again, don't forget about April the 28th, Jasmine House Foundation Jazz Soiree. And I think the tickets are $20 for that. And then the Kingdom Works International is sponsoring a summer camp. It's called the Kingdom Network, Kingdom Kids Network. And we will be starting that in May. That'll be starting on May the 30th through July the 21st. So if you have children in the Conyers area, Kingdom Works International Ministries, you can email Quim, that's K-W-I-M, East, E-A-S-T, at gmail.com. To find out more about the summer camp. Summer camp is only $75 per child, and the activity fee is only a one-time $20 setup fee. I mean, one-time fee of activity. If you have any questions about this, the replay will be available shortly. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Share with your friends. Share with your family. We are doing sponsorship packages. We're continuing this group special of $25 for the entire month. Where do they do that? They don't. But the Lord said it was about visibility and not about the money. So if you want to sow into this fruitful ground, you can email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. Again, it's only $25 for the entire month. And we talk about your business. We thank you publicly on the show, as well as send it to our different social media outlets and just bring more visibility to you. We thank God for you. We thank God for your vision, your purpose, and the power that you walk in. Again, I'm Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. You all have a great, great night and an awesome, awesome week.
Yeah.